is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-two minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're going to be catching up with CSU head football coach Jay Norvell in just a few moments here. His Rams team went ahead and beat the Nevada Wolfpack 17-14. And that was, it's so strange how our perception changes, our expectations change throughout the year from the start. You know, I think going into the season, it's weird. For me, it was like all this hype around CSU and Fort Air Raid, all this stuff. I loved it. It was great. It was all over Twitter. I was all in on Jay Norvell. He's doing all this stuff. Matt Mummy was great, and we're excited about Fort Air Raid. You looked at the Michigan game and said, no expectations. Just, we're probably not going to see the full Fort Air Raid. Let's just see what happens against Michigan. And then Middle Tennessee happens, and you're going, okay, well, yeah, this is going to be a process. It is. And I certainly overhyped it. I did. I think most of us did, even in the media. But that's the thing. You've got a coach that's exciting. You have a guy that's getting you excited about his program. That's the way it should be. So even when you lose, you have guys that are getting you pumped up and ready to see this team play. So then you have the Washington State game, and you're going, oh, Washington State's not a bad team. Maybe that could be tough. And it was tough. And then Sacramento State, you're thinking, okay, come on. It's an FBS school. Maybe that should be a win there. Well, Sac State's good. Sac State's good. And then you're thinking with the Nevada game, at least my expectations were like, hey, this year ain't it. This is just not going to be it. You know, it's going to be all about trying to survive all the transfer portal stuff and then just be ready to go the following season as you have a full year under your belt. You're getting guys in that are your true guys that maybe understand. And again, I know a lot of these guys are Nevada guys that have left too, but it's just different. The expectations change for them as well. Then I see the Nevada game, and I picked the Rams to lose that game. That was just because I was kind of stepping back, going, this is what it's going to be. This is going to be more of that learning process for Colorado State. Then you go win. So now where are my expectations? Like, what? I don't know now with the quarterback situation. Obviously, that's going to be, and I know Clay Millen wasn't like lighting the world on fire or anything, but, you know, he's the starter for a reason. So now you're going to go with Giles Pooler to be the starting quarterback, who was the third string quarterback on this depth chart. We'll talk to Coach a little bit more about that coming up. But my expectations for this week, I'm not so sure. I mean, Utah State just went in and beat Air Force. I don't know where Air Force is anymore. I'm not sure. You know, 2 weeks ago, I would have said, before the Navy game, I said, man, they're the pride and joy of the Mountain West. With Fresno State and Jay Kaner's situation still up in the air, then, yeah, they're the... But, you know, you see Utah State pull off that win, and you think, man, this conference is wide open. It's up for grabs, perhaps. So it's been a wacky football season, no question. And this Mountain West Conference is highly entertaining. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, CSU head coach Jay Norvell. Coach, first of all, my friend, congratulations to you guys getting that W over Nevada. So exciting. That game was a blast to watch, Coach. I mean that honestly.
Well, it's always fun to win those kind of games. You know, I had to smile about halfway through the fourth quarter. They showed a highlight film on the scoreboard of the Mackey Magic, and I started watching the clips, and it was all of our games the last 5 years. Mm. And we've won a lot of games like that right at the end in two-minute drills and in kicking situations. So it kind of made me smile and feel good, as I was watching that, and I felt like something good was going to happen for us.
Well, and obviously something good did happen, and that had to be cool, too. Like you said, going through all those close games, those crazy wins that you had with Nevada, and then to be able to do it with your return back there. I know there was some drama before that you guys didn't talk about throughout the course of the week, but you got to tell me, Michael Boyle, It felt like, Coach, for me sitting on my couch in my sweatpants, it felt like 80 hours when you guys called him to go kick that field goal. And then it was like 20 minutes later, he finally kicks it, game's over. What was that like for you?
It was a wild sequence. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if people really understand. As coaches, we work so hard and get so animated during the week that I really try to stay pretty calm during the game. And so it was pretty much in God's hands at that point. I just was, you know, but just a lot of things had to go right. Obviously, drive the ball down the field, and then we complete that last pass. That last 6 yards really made a big difference, put us in field goal range, and then we called the timeout with just a couple seconds left. And then Michael just being in position, and then that whole sequence of trying to ice him, and, you know, then they rough the kicker, and they try to ice him. You know, we teach the kicker and the snapper and the holder that if somebody tries to ice them and call timeout, to snap the ball and get a practice kick. And, you know, we were able to do that a couple different times, and it really helped Michael feel more comfortable and know that he could make the kick.
Well, and that I think I was tweeting about that, too. I said, all right, we know he can make it now. Here it is. Now let's see if he can do it again. That process, sometimes it works, I guess, but that's a great philosophy, too. Hey, if they try to ice you, make sure you get that practice kick in. Torrey Horton, Coach, that guy can do everything. He's one of those guys that you love and you hate because, you know, this guy could literally do everything and just be great at it. It seemed like at moments he just took that game in his own hands, returning punts the way he did that last possession, Coach. I mean, it's got to be such a luxury to have a guy like that that just says, you know what, I'm going to get open. I'm going to do what I can to get us in field goal range.
Well, he just kind of willed us and put us on his back and in that 2 minute situation. And he's just such a great competitor. He's been that way, you know, ever since I've had him as a freshman, and really good return man. And he's going to get a chance to do that more now. He's really kind of taken the role of the kid we had a year ago at Nevada, Romeo Dubs, who's, you know, just an amazing player, is playing with the Packers now. But Torrey is a special competitor. He was a great high school baseball player, center fielder. He can really track the ball. But I think he's just amazing, and I just was so impressed with his competitiveness on Friday night.
Oh, another guy, too. He was actually my player of the week, Coach Avery Morrow. 24 carries, 168 yards. I know he had that fumble, but this is a guy, he looked exhausted, you know, but he just kept giving you guys big run after big run. Wow, that was fun to watch him run the football.
Yeah, I was so proud of our offensive line, the way we blocked for Avery, and then just the runs that Avery had were really big, and it just shows what we're capable of doing. And, you know, there's so many, just one play here, one play there, where we could have broke that game open. You know, he had a penalty after one run that he got down in the red zone, and that could have, you know, broke the ice and got us in the end zone and put us up by two scores. You know, and then the fumble, we were going in, same thing. And so, you know, those are things that he'll learn from, but I just think his best football's in front of him and Torrey's, and I'm anxious to see them play the rest of the year.
We're talking to CSU head coach Jay Norvell. Coach, I don't want to bring up too many crazy things from the week that was, but I do have to ask. Obviously, we heard what Ken Wilson was saying before. I loved seeing some of your players. We talked to Clay Millen on his show earlier in the week saying, hey, none of that stuff, that's ridiculous. They're going to bat for you. You guys didn't talk about that a lot throughout the week, but I've got the TV up, Coach, and I'm seeing it. Can you talk to us about the interaction that you had with the Nevada head football coach and Ken Wilson?
Well, I just was really disappointed. You know, it's taken me a long time to be a head coach. I've always had respect for other head coaches. And I just told him, I said, if you have a problem with me, you can pick the phone up and call me and talk to me. You know, the things that were said were just not true. You know, none of them were true. I mean, when I left Nevada, I told the team that they needed to stay and play the bowl game and finish the season. And and the AD, the staff, everybody was there when I told the kids that. You know, once I came to CSU, I could no longer even talk to any of those kids, so it was against the rule. So to say that I coerced them into leaving is really not accurate at all, and it's against the rules. So if we did do that, they should have turned us in, which they didn't. So that was inaccurate. The other claim of me telling players to go pro and not play in the bowl game, that never happened either. I mean, those kids all had their own representation. They all made their own decisions. And so I just thought it was a lot of sour grapes. And, they were trying to blame their problems on me, and they really need to look in the mirror at some of their own issues. So, I didn't want to take away from the focus of our team. That's why I didn't speak about it before the game, those 2 weeks going up. And I just really wanted our team to be 100% focused on winning the game.
Yeah, and that you guys did. And I personally loved seeing, Torrey Horton gets on Twitter and tweets that out and says, this is a lie. Clay, told us, and, this was, of course, this week. Clay, said that none of that stuff happened. I mean, my goodness. And I'm thinking, man, if Clay and Torrey are saying it, those are the two main studs there. So
it
was frustrating. We played back that clip last week. And again, the other thing that bothered me with it too, Coach, was the fact that he was saying, I heard that was what was going on. And when that stuff starts get thrown around, it gets even more complicated.
Well, it's irresponsible, and really the people that know what happened are my team and my coaches and my players and the people that were there. And so, for him to throw those accusations out was really just not called for.
No, and it made that win even sweeter for Rams fans. It was a great, like I said, on Twitter, it's just glorious. Rams fans are going crazy, having fun. We were so excited. Coach, can you talk to us about the quarterback situation at this point? How much can you give us?
Yeah, it's been one of those years, and I felt like at the beginning of the year it was going to be a situation where we would play several quarterbacks this year, and obviously Clay's not healthy yet, and he was starting to really show a lot of understanding about what we wanted and give us some production, and then when Clay got hurt, Braden had to come in and had his first start last week, and he didn't put up the production that we want or need, but you got to give Braden credit. At the end of the game, he hung in there and made some really important plays in that last drive to help us win the game. He did get banged around in the game, and we've made a decision as a staff that we're gonna start Giles Pueller this week. So Giles is going to get his first start, and he's been practicing and preparing really hard. Braden's going to be available if he has to play, and then Jackson Stratton will also be ready. But we feel like Giles deserves an opportunity to play, and Braden, we're still excited about Braden, and Braden's still got to be available to play. But we just felt like this is the best thing for our football team right now, and so we got to rally against, for another young guy that's getting his opportunity to play. I sat there today and I shook my head. We won that game, our first conference game, with three true freshmen starting on offense. Mm. And I can't remember. I don't know if I've been coaching a long time. I don't think we've ever had three freshmen, true freshmen, start in a game and win the game. So that's just a credit to what we have to look forward to. These kids are young. They're going to make mistakes, but we're going to be better in the long run for it.
No question about it, Coach. And we'll finish up with this one. I know you got a lot of work to do as you guys get set to take on Utah State. Just looking at the Mountain West Conference, my goodness, the Aggies just went ahead and upset the Falcons last week. So this conference is, it's wide open at this point. And with you guys starting it off the right way, 1-0 in this conference. So I know you look at this game. This is a huge opportunity yet again for this Colorado State football team.
No, it really is. And we've made some real strides. We're playing better defense, creating turnovers. We ran the ball really well this last game, and we played great special teams. And so Really, we need to really improve our passing production. Excuse me. And if we can improve our passing production and improve those other elements of our game, I think we're going to be a tough team to beat. And so those are the things we're working hard on to improve on. And this is a big opportunity for us this week.
Well, I can't wait for this one, Coach. And again, congratulations on that first win as the head coach of the Rams. I know plenty more are on the way, and we'll be rooting for you guys this weekend.
Thank you, Brady. Appreciate it.
All right, that's CSU head coach Jay Norvell talking about beating Nevada last week. That was so good that we had Angel and the production minions back there. You were like making it so we could have Coach on a little bit longer, removing breaks. I mean, fantastic work by you, Susan and Cheryl, working their butts off back there. Angel running the ship. It's just fantastic. I love Coach opens up, man. I asked him about, we got to go quickly. I asked him about Ken Wilson. I had to. And he opens up about it at the end. And I can see why he didn't want to talk about it start the week. But he was open as usual. And we just appreciate Coach doing that for us. All right. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. We have the Thursday night special tomorrow. Yuck. We'll see how that one goes. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.